Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Okay. Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Lila, chapter 2, verse number 2. Krishnaut Kirtana Gananartana Kala Patojani Brajita Sad Bhaktavali Hangsa Chakra Madhupa Shreni Viharaspadam Karnanandi Kala Dwanir Vahatu Me Jiva Maru Prangane Shri Chaitanya Doyanide Tava Lasalila Shuda Swarduni Krishnaut Kirtana Gananartana Kala Pato Jani Brajita. Sad Bhakta Vali Hamsa Chakru Madhupa Shreni Viharaspadam. Karna nandi kala dvenarahitu me jiva maru prangane.
Karna nandi kala
jiva maru prangane. Shri Chaitanya doyanide tabalasa lila shuda swarduni. Translation. O my merciful Lord Chaitanya, may the nectarian Ganges waters of your transcendental activities flow on the surface of my desert-like tongue. Beautifying these waters are the lotus flowers of singing, dancing, and loud chanting of Krishna's holy name, which are the pleasure abodes of unalloyed devotees. These devotees are compared to swans, ducks, and bees. The river's flowing produces a melodious sound that gladdens their ears. Purport by Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Our tongues always engage in vibrating useless sounds that do not help us realize transcendental peace. The tongue is compared to a desert because a desert needs a constant supply of refreshing water to make it fertile and fruitful. Water is the substance most needed in the desert. The transient pleasure derived from mundane topics of art, culture, politics, sociology, dry philosophy, poetry, and so on is compared to a mere drop of water because although such topics have a qualitative feature of transcendental pleasure, they are saturated with the modes of material nature. Therefore, neither collectively nor individually can they satisfy the vast requirements of the desert-like tongue. Despite crying in various conferences, therefore, the desert-like tongue continues to be parched. For this reason, people from all parts of the world must call for the devotees of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who are compared to swans swimming around the beautiful lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, or bees humming around his lotus feet in transcendental pleasure, searching for honey. The dryness of the material happiness cannot be moistened by the so-called philosophers who cry for Brahman, liberation, and similar dry speculative objects. The urge of the soul proper is different. The soul can be solaced only by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his many bona fide devotees who never leave the lotus feet of the Lord to become imitation Mahaprabhus, but all cling to his lotus feet like bees and never leave a honey-soaked lotus flower. Lord Chaitanya's movement of Krishna consciousness is full of dancing and singing about the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, or Lord Krishna. It is compared herein to the pure waters of the Ganges, which are full of lotus flowers. The enjoyers of these lotus flowers are the pure devotees, who are like bees and swans. They chant like the flowing of the Ganges, the river of the celestial kingdom. The author desires such sweetly flowing waters to cover his tongue. He humbly compares himself to a materialistic persons who always engage in dry talk from which they derive no satisfaction. If they were to use their dry tongues to chant the holy names of the Lord, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, as exemplified by Lord Chaitanya, they would taste the sweet nectar and enjoy life. Vande Shri Krishna Chaitanyam Nityananda Sahodito Gododai Pushpavanto Chitro Samdo Tamonudo Vasacharya, right? For the six Goswamis. They're expert at injecting the kirtan into the ears, the dull heads of the conditioned souls. The desert is, we've all seen deserts, Rajasthan. But the desert, it's interesting because like in Israel, they have a lot of desert, but they're also expert at getting water to the desert. And then they grow so much things. So the soil of the desert is very, you know, nasty. It won't taste, like if you get nice black soil, tastes good, you know, smells good. But the desert soil is all just maybe acidic and salty and... But they grow the sweetest dates in the world. They grow right in that desert. They have to water them a lot. And one tree produces something like 500 kilos a year. And they have thousands of these trees growing in the desert, the dried out desert where it practically never rains, but they dig down and there's water and they get the sweetest fruit that there is. So there's hope for us with our desert-like tongues. If we can put the water of the holy name of Krishna's pastimes, and now is the time to become absorbed in Lord Chaitanya's leelas. I just came from that Parikrama Navadvip. So it's very, everybody's in ecstasy because there's just kirtan and Chaitanya Leela all the time. Not much else goes on except drinking coconuts and a few other eating activities. But it's Krishna Prasadam, so that's also good. The pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, I was reading the first chapter of the Adi Leela the other day, and it's giving a summary Madhya Leela giving a summary of the Ansha Leela, what's coming up, but it's like 350 verses or something. Every verse is in almost, some Leelas, they're just summarized, so maybe three or four verses, but otherwise, new ones, how we went here, Lord Chaitanya's meeting, this devotee, that devotee, you know, and always there's kirtan. And Prabhupada made this ISKCON society also for that purpose, to go everywhere and do these things, the kirtan, Krishna Leela, presenting, you know, the culture, the art, all the different things in relation to Krishna. Otherwise, there's so many universities and they can study so much. Prabhupada gives a long list here. Art, you know, mundane art or mundane culture, politics. Of course, we have Krishna's Leela has politics also, but then it's transcendental. But all these things, dry philosophy, that means without any spiritual. Just philosophy is a very intellectual thing, and people can keep their minds, you know, their intelligence very busy, sometimes even give up gross sense gratification because their mind is so busy. But that's just sense gratification. There's no real happiness. Usually they become drunkards or something. But by the loud chanting of the holy name, Ut Kirtana, Krishnot Kirtana, loud chanting, so that everyone can hear it. That's why we go out, and we go out everywhere in the world. We go out to the wherever we can to present this chanting of the holy name. And we see devotees from all over the world coming, especially to Mayapur at this time. That this year on the Parikrama, the Kirtan, we had the Russian Moscow party and, I don't know, so many different groups. And all of them leading, you know, very blissful kirtans. Everyone is absorbed in the, by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and mercy of Srila Prabhupada, that we have this Maha Mantra. And we have this Leela of Lord Chaitanya. And wherever he went, he was singing and dancing. From childhood, we'll be hearing more and more. And the more we hear it, the better. The ladies would sing, and little Nimai would dance. His dancing was especially nice. Even as a baby and throughout his whole life, his dancing was the most wonderful dancing. It would attract everyone because he's a Radharani, and Radharani is expert at everything, but especially dancing and cooking, right? But Lord Chaitanya is a sannyasi. He didn't cook, so he put everything in the dancing. And anyone who saw him dancing when he was traveling, even around South India, he would, every time he saw some deity, would chant for hours, chant and dance in ecstasy. And everybody would be amazed, stunned. And then they would also start singing and dancing. And then they would go back to their village, and they would be singing and dancing in ecstasy, and then others would do it. And it's still spreading. Prabhupada danced in ecstasy and taught us to dance. And now devotees are dancing everywhere. And actually that attracts people. When Indradyumna Maharaj came to Greece, Greek people like dancing and parties a lot. So they had quite a good crew of kirtan, and they sat down for a while and they were chanting, you know, some walkway. They have all these walkway places there in Greece. It's a perfect setup for Harinam. All these sidewalk cafes and everything. No cars. But they said nobody paid any attention to them. But then when they started dancing, and, you know, all the girls dancing, and everybody was just gathered around, like, completely stunned. Because that is activity of the spiritual world, is dancing. And in the Goloka, there's only singing and only dancing, no talking and no walking. And it's all, of course, singing about Krishna. The bees are singing Krishna's glories. The birds are singing Krishna's glories. Even dogs are there, I guess they're singing Krishna's. Because in Gokula, Krishna has pet dogs, so he must have also nice dogs. Even here we have nice dogs. Sometimes they join us, and they join the kirtan. Usually there's some that follow us around in Vrindavan or Mayapur. So the desert-like tongue, it's a nice comparison. But in a drop of water in the desert, just be gone in a second. It takes a lot of water. you know, to. But then when the desert gets a lot of water, it'll become very fertile, and it can grow so many things, and nice things, all kinds of. Now in Israel, they're growing. If you want to go live on the desert, the government will give you all the irrigation pumps and everything you need to farm there, because they can produce so much food. But, you know, not everybody wants to go live there, and hundreds of miles away from everything. But in many places like that, where they can get water to the desert, then everything will grow. But now, in the Kali Yuga, they call it desertification or something. You know, there's every year so millions of square kilometers of new deserts, because the people are so sinful. Even in Vrindavan, now it's different there, but in 1975, when we left the temple and turned towards the highway, there was nothing there, and just forest and desert. And Prabhupada said, look how everything is brown. They're not chanting enough. So a devotee said, oh, Prabhupada, you mean if we chant more, it'll rain? Prabhupada said, yes, but don't chant for rain. He said, chant for Krishna's pleasure. He said, then it will rain. So that is the secret. We chant for Krishna's pleasure. If we're chanting for material things, you know, we might get them, we might not get them. But even if we get them, it's not going to, you know, make us happy. And we've seen that, devotees that are materially motivated, and even they may get what they're after, but then they won't be happy. For Krishna's pleasure, whatever we do, then if we can just focus on that, everything will be very successful, and then we can reduce the deserts. It's a sinful reaction on the earth to have deserts, and now there's increasing deserts, and because they cut down the forest, or because they pollute everything so much. They took me to the botanical garden in Melbourne, which Prabhupada liked very much. Spectacular, you know, they have trees from everywhere in the universe. But almost every tree had a sign on it that said, this tree is going extinct because of such and such type of pollution or such and such, you know, industrialization. And it was like depressing, actually, that maybe in Prabhupada's time they didn't have all that knowledge yet, but this is because the people are not chanting enough, and so we have this divine privilege to spread the holy name, to, you know, to taste it and distribute as much as possible the holy name and prasadam, because people are hungry. But they're really hungry for love, they're hungry for Krishna. Krishna can reciprocate everyone's love much more than we can give him. No one else can do that. Prabhupada actually describes in the beginning of Nectar Devotion that we're frustrated because we try to give so much love, but no one can reciprocate enough. But Krishna can reciprocate unlimitedly. Yayatamam prapajante tamstataiva bhajamyaham. Whatever we approach Krishna, however we approach him, whatever we give him, he'll give back much more. So nice, this is very nice poetry, this sloka, Sanskrit poetry, that Krishna's activities is like the Ganges flowing. Very pure and wonderful water, purifying everything, purifying everywhere it goes. And that's what we need, is this sound vibration for our dried up lives and the dried up lives of all the people. Well, Bombay, it's really easy to see how crazy people are getting, right? Last time I was here, there was a new energy drink. What was the name of that? Huh? Cloud Nine, yeah, energy drink. It said, work, what was it? Party all night and work 30 hours a day or something. That's their goal, I guess. You know that. So they feel like they're working 30 hours a day. And they're thinking that by partying all night, whatever that means, we would like to party all night also, like Lord Chaitanya did. Once in a while we manage. They chanted all night, every night. And it didn't say they slept all day either. They must have done something in the day, right? But Srivas, Acharya, he didn't work. Lord Chaitanya asked him, you know, how do you live? You don't work, you know. And he is quite opulent. Family, everybody was doing nicely. Because he was just totally absorbed in Krishna Seva and Krishna Kirtan. And his house was, you know, vibrating. If you have kirtan all night with all the most intimate associates of Lord Chaitanya, the house will be chanting all day anyway, right, because of the vibration. We were just at the Kolavecha Sridhar's house there, and it's right near the Jagannath Mandir. And he was also chanting all night, even though he's alone and poor. And the neighbors were complaining that they complained about Srivas also. They said, these Vaishnavas, you know, they don't work. So they're hungry. Their stomach is paining them, so they have to howl all night and make all kinds of noise. And why don't they just go to work, you know, and get money and live normal life? The materialists cannot understand. But if they keep hearing the holy name, even Jagai and Madai, somehow they were hearing the kirtan and they got purified. They didn't even know what it was, but they just, at least Jagai, he liked it. Thought it was nice music. So they became, you know, benedicted by Lord Nityananda. And we're seeing that happen all over the world. The more we're chanting, you know, people are becoming more and more attracted. Of course, now in America, kirtan has become a fashion. But it was funny. This, our Gauravani Prabhu, one of our youth, he's very fired up and very, he has his band, and he organized it just before the inauguration of our new president, Orama, right? Barack Orama. So they had a chant for change because he is campaigning change, change, change. Everything's going to be all right now. Even yesterday when I was, I don't know, getting on the airplane or something, somebody, oh, you're from America. Oh, Rama, Obama, yeah, he's a good man. Everything, the world's going to be great now. If it was Rama, it will be. Anyway, they had kirtan, and they had a lot of, you know, devotees were there, and a big program. And they had some of these famous kirtan singers that are more or less professionals. And I looked up their names on the internet, and you know, they were glorifying their kirtan and their innovative music and all these things, but never mentioned, you know, why kirtan became popular, you know, because the Hare Krishnas were out there chanting on the street since, you know, 1968 or something. But they've forgotten about that. Now we have these people singing and chanting, but many of them don't even follow regulated principles, but they are, at least they're chanting, and if they get enough, and other people are getting exposed to the kirtan, but they need to meet devotees and get the devotee kirtan. It's like when Maharaj Pratapa Rudra, when the devotees came from Navadvip to Puri, he was up on the roof watching them coming, and it was like, you know, a Dvaita Acharya and Hari, you know, really the, and he was stunned. He said he'd never seen, you know, they'd seen lots of kirtan in Puri, and, but he said he'd never seen such a kirtan as this. And that was what Sarvabhauma told him, yeah, this is the kirtan of Lord Chaitanya and his people. It's different. It's full of bhakti and ecstasy. It's not just innovative music, you know, that people get enlivened by. Of course, the holy name has its own power. But when it's given by pure devotees, then it's especially nice. So Prabhupada, you know, stressed if we're strictly following the regulated principles, if we're chanting 16 rounds in our Sankirtan campaign will be successful. That's what gives it the power. Then if we have innovative music and all that, great. All the better. But without that, no matter what they do, it's not going to so much purify anybody. But Lord Chaitanya showed us, and he gave us everything. He left behind all his wonderful leelas. And everywhere kirtan. And what did he tell people? Chant. Hari Nama, Hari Nama, Hari Nama, Eva Kevalam. Kaluana, Stevana, Stevana, Steva. Gatiranyata. People would, thousands and hundreds of thousands would gather. Sometimes just the ordinary people. Sometimes like Prakasananda with all his big Pakamayavadis. But he told them, chant the holy name, and he explained the ecstasy of chanting the holy name. And they would chant. And it, purifying the world. So that's what we're telling people. That's what we should be telling ourselves. Bhaktivinoda, what did he say? Grihe tako, bani tako. And then, what was it? Suki duki. If you're happy or sad, what do? Huh? Either one. Chant. If there's a funeral, what do? If there's a wedding, what do? If there's a birth, right? Same thing, right? Kirtan. It's always kirtan, every event, because it benefits everybody. It's an activity of the spiritual world. So the Ganges waters of the transcendental activities flow on the surface of my desert-like tongue. Beautifying these waters are the lotus flowers of singing, dancing, and loud chanting of the holy name, which are the pleasing abodes of unalloyed devotees. They're compared to swans. And does anybody see that when they see the kirtan, that devotees look like swans and bumblebees? And that's how Krishna sees it, I guess. A beautiful, beautiful thing. And people are, when they see a Harinam parties or kirtan, people are stunned, even in India, but everywhere in the world we go. I go many places. In Israel, everyone thinks, oh, Israel, but everybody that comes to Israel for Harinam says they've never seen anything like it. The people just start dancing with the devotees, it is, without even being, you know, encouraged to be pulled in or anything. They just jump in and start dancing. Little children come and dance. But everywhere, Africa, some countries we can't publicly chant, but they have kirtan and everybody joins in. Everybody loves it. They don't have to even know what it is. In one country where there's restrictions, one devotee has a yoga studio and he's a very good musician and he has all his yoga students, you know, Govinda Madhipurna, singing all the songs and everything and doing yoga, you know. And making devotees. He's singing Hare Krishna also. And because that's real yoga. Yoga is such a fashion now in Western countries, you know, there's yoga studios everywhere you look. And yoga paraphernalia, and even the ordinary department store has a yoga mat and a yoga books and yoga DVDs and kirtan is in the, you know, record store, the, whatever it is now, the CD store, but they need the real thing, and they need to hear Lord Chaitanya's pastor and join in Lord Chaitanya. This Sankirtan movement, this Hare Krishna ISKCON, this is the continuation of Lord Chaitanya's activities. How did I hear Radhana saying? Kirtan, Nartana, Prasad. Chanting, dancing and take prasad, and chant and get some energy, and chant and dance more, and take more, and distribute prasad. That's the same thing Lord Chaitanya was doing. And then talk about Krishna's pastimes. Unlimited pastimes of the Lord, the Krishna Leela. Very ecstatic thing to do. Not everybody maybe be hanging around and not get you know, they may be seeing it differently. I was just reading the Navadvip Dham Mahatmya, and Jiva Goswami asked at the end, after they finished, of course, he didn't want to go to Vrindavan. He said, why should I go there? If Vrindavan and Navadvip are the same, why don't I just stay here? But he got the answer that it is the same, but there's a difference, and the Lord ordered you to go to Vrindavan, so you should go. So he finally went. But he also had, he was bewildered, and he said, that I see there's people here in the Dham, but they're not getting love of God yet. They're not getting it. And always we get that question when we're on the Parikram in Vrindavan or Mayapur, and, you know, what we see all these people smoking and, you know, selling their cows and doing all kinds of things, you know. So Lord Nityananda said that some people, that the Holy Dham, not everybody's in the Holy Dham. Some of them are on the covering of the Holy Dham. Maya keeps it covered so the mundane people can't get in. They, you know, they think they're there because it's on the map and it's called, you know, wherever village it is, but they're not really there. They're on it. So we want to get in. We want to get into the International Society of Krishna Consciousness. We want to enter into the kirtan, not just hang around and watch the kirtan, right? And really enter in and really do it for the pleasure of the Lord. And when we do it where it can be broadcast to the public, then it's much more pleasing to the Lord, because that's what Lord Chaitanya sent in Navadvip. He went out every day after they started going out and went all over the place, you know, right? Udilo Arana, Pura Babaji. He's going everywhere and dancing in ecstasy and enlivening everyone. And in Puri, he internalized his own life, but he was sending everyone else out every day and to chant in front of every house and ask everybody, you know, please chant Bolo Krishna, Bhaja Krishna, Koro Krishna, Shiksha. Chant, worship, and take instruction from Krishna. And that's for us. That's what Prabhupada did. He went all over the world and he taught us and guided us and instructed us. Distribute the books, distribute the holy name, distribute the prasadam, find any way and means to reach out to everyone and you know, water the desert, make things nice. The people's dried up brain, salty, you know, alkaline. So there are places where nothing will grow no matter what you do, but if you mix in enough cow dung long enough, it'll start to work, right? So if we just keep going out and we just keep chanting, then anywhere in the world, even Bombay, you know, now we see how many people are chanting, how many people are. This morning when I came around, there was one couple came and they were just, how do you get upstairs? Ah, and how do you get there? How do you get? They want to get to the temple. They want the kirtan. They want to, if you go to Juhu, every afternoon there's like 10,000 people coming and they're just running to, you know, get in the temple to get something, you know, whether it's just prasadam or a book or just see the deities, you know, whatever. Some are chanting japa. And this is going on so many places by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. So now we have a few days to really concentrate on leelas, unlimited leelas and so many books. Take advantage and join in the continuation of Gaur Leela, the Harinam Sankirtan movement. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. All right. Any comment? Or is it too late? Question? Give the people a break and let them experience, you know, the kirtan of Lord Chaitanya's followers, not just some singer's kirtan. Because they may have become attracted. The first kirtan that I heard. I might have heard devotees one time. I didn't pay much attention to it. I did, actually. But the first time I was Allen Ginsberg and his little friend, and came out with his harmonium and chanted for 30 minutes before he read his sublime poetry. But, you know, he was going all over America and doing kirtan and giving people to wonder, what is that? What is that? And then if we start wondering what it is, Krishna will kindly arrange that we meet devotees, no matter who's doing it. But the devotees have to be available. We have to be available. We have to be, you know, everywhere so that people can find us when they're looking for Krishna. Okay, thank you very much. Bahut dhanyavad. Hare Krishna. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai. Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai.